Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host today, Todd McGreevy, and today is Saturday, July 28th, 2012, and I am live with you today on RBN. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you know, Darren Weeks' show just gets better and better every time I listen to it. There's 3 hours every Saturday morning, folks, and I encourage you to tune into RBN to check out Darren. He had Bev Harris on with blackboxvoting.org. Just a phenomenal segment. I highly recommend subscribing to RBN's archives just to listen to that alone. Outstanding information, including a key question that he asked Bev. If all this evidence of voter fraud is accurate and to be believed, why should we even participate in the process? And she gave an excellent answer. We need to stay engaged. We cannot give up. And every time you're participating, you're creating more evidence of the crimes. So those of you that I know, many of my friends just throw up their hands and they say, we're not participating. I'm done with this. It's a corporatocracy. It's a criminal organization. It's not my government. I agree with all of those things. But you must be present to win, and you have to get engaged and or be swallowed whole. You must be engaged. And Bev had excellent advice, especially at the smaller county and small municipality levels. You know, it's not as much as at stake in terms of the numbers of people. You can get engaged and create incremental change there. A sidebar I'd add to that is nationalcleanelections.com. That's the effort Bob Schultz has been making for 5 years now to open up transparency. He got discovery. He got a trial date in New York State. 414,000 pages of discovery that he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with regarding the manufacturers of the voting machines. I hope to have Bob on in the near future to talk about that. It didn't end well for the people, unfortunately, and the update has not been posted yet at nationalcleanelections.com. Suffice it to say, a judge reversed his ruling regarding standing. Bob achieved standing in the case, which meant a trial date with the 12 jurors and discovery, and we could actually have merits of the case discussed. And somebody got to the judge, and he reversed his decision on standing and quashed it. So, again, thank you, Darren, for your excellent job investigating. And I hope that the clip that you played, O'Romney, is made available at your website, governamerica.com. I share that with my listeners because Darren has a great website, governamerica.com. Check it out. Namesake of this show is Common Sense Revisited. There is a website, commonsenserevisited.com. You can download the free PDF copy of the Modern Day Tribute to Thomas Paine's original. I encourage you to check out commonsenserevisited.com. And it discusses the differences between indigenous power and surrogate power, and how the rights that we have do not come from anywhere but our Creator. They are nothing but natural. They are not bestowed upon us because of a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are the bills that say what the government shall not do. They are the shall nots, the 10 shall nots, and we need to remember that. We need to remember that many of the founders wanted the Bill of Rights to be primary, to be supreme, to be before the rest of the Constitution. That was the concern. And we need to celebrate and we need to support those who are defending the Bill of Rights, those who are upholding. Enforcing is a better verb. Enforcing the Bill of Rights. And they include the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, headed up by Sheriff Richard Mack. CSPOA.org is the website. Check it out. There is a new County Sheriff Convention happening September 16th through 18th this year in Las Vegas. And I encourage you to sponsor your county sheriff to attend. It's $300. Check it out. If you don't engage with your county sheriff, you haven't started anything where you live. CSPOA.org. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about James Stewart and Rawson Foods in Ventura, California when we return. Stay tuned.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us here for Common Sense Revisited. And we're going to play a clip from Reason TV here. It's about Rossum Foods and James Stewart and the raids on the natural organic Rossum Food co-op in California. And hopefully it's a little self-explanatory. We've talked about this before, and it looks like you may have a person who's very familiar with the matter on the line here soon, Corey Ibe, who's been with us here before. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
In the summer of 2010, this video of an armed raid on a health food store went viral. On August 3rd, 2011, for the second time in a little more than a year, Rossum Foods, a health food co-op in Venice catering to raw food enthusiasts, was the target of a multi-agency government raid.
They took everything. First of all, they took all our raw milk, which is probably about 800 gallons of raw milk, and threw it down the drain. And probably in the range from $30,000 to $40,000 worth of produce.
Unlike the 2010 raid, however, this time the club's manager, James Stewart, was arrested.
he's strong, but he sounded really weak, and he sounded really a bit disheartened. But how, you know, he sounded like a man who got hit from behind and got the wind knocked out of him.
The Los Angeles DA's office would not comment, but offered a press release and documents showing that Stewart, along with farmer Sharon Palmer and her associate Eugenie Block, have been charged with 4 felonies and several misdemeanors. Some of the charges include processing milk without pasteurization, operating an unlicensed milk plant, conspiracy to improperly label food products, and keeping eggs at an improper temperature. Stewart is being held on $123,000 bail, Palmer for $121,000, and Block for $60,000. While Reason TV was on the scene at Rossum, employees received a jailhouse call from Stewart, who's calling for a rally outside the L.A. courthouse before his bail hearing on the morning of August 4th.
So that was from Reason TV, a quick synopsis of the Rossum food raids that happened in 2010 and 2011. And I've got Corey Ibe on the phone. Corey, I know you're on your way to another appointment. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you, Todd. How are you doing?
Good to hear from your voice. Thanks for checking in. And what prompted me to reach out to you is that I know that you're, have some firsthand experience on this research happening in L.A. Is it true that L.A. authorities are impersonating public officials and acting in fraud or out of honor or unlawfully?
Yeah, what it is they, you know, they have the guns, they have the badges, they get paychecks and everything. But the penal code is very clear that various officers that work for different agencies, that they are peace officers. And the California government code requires all peace officers, before entering upon the duties of their office, to have an oath of office signed and within the allotted amount of time taken to the county recorder. It's a public document to show that they really do have that power. Without that oath of office on file, then they don't lawfully occupy their position. They're just people in costumes that look like officers.
And the Rossum Foods deal, to cut to the quick on this for the listeners, your research and others, whoever signed the warrant, this woman, Michelle Clavelier, signed the warrant, she had no oath of office on file.
That's true, and L.A. Public Health has acknowledged that she didn't have an oath of office on file with the county recorder. She did have an oath of office in her personnel file, but that's kind of like me telling you that, hey, I'm going to send you a check, and I leave it in my desk. It doesn't do any good if I have an obligation to get that to you. It doesn't do any good sitting in my desk. Well, her oath of office doesn't do any good sitting in her personnel file. So you're right. She's one of the people who had actually went before a judge, swore under penalty of perjury that what she was telling was the truth. And while you're not required to be a peace officer to go before a judge for a search warrant, the evidence that she brought forward to the court was obtained while she was impersonating a peace officer. I just can't believe that this case is still going on. I really can't.
It should be dropped because the fruit of the tree is poisoned. Right. This is all the whole procedure that started this nightmare for James Stewart's was under complete. It was illegitimate.
Absolutely. Michelle Cavalier had no authority to come in and do anything. First off, even if she did have her oath of office, this was a private club. This was a people under private contract looking to purchase milk that they knew was just raw milk. There was no deception or anything. And that is absolutely legal. In California, you're allowed to sell and purchase raw milk. But on top of that, Michelle LaCavalier came in, and they wanted to add some of their own things to it. But she was not a peace officer like she claimed. And under color of authority, she destroyed property and imprisoned people. She bared false witness to the courts. And there's just very little interest. It took a long time to get the health department to finally admit that she was not a peace officer and that she did not have her oath of office on file at the time. And that came directly from the director of environmental health admitting that.
And moreover, the research you guys have done from what I've seen on this naturalnews.com story by Mike Adams is that some of the people wielding the guns, the so-called police officers or law enforcement, they themselves didn't have oaths of office.
Absolutely. A lot of those were district attorney investigators, and the office, pardon me, excuse me, the Office of Integrity has explained that even though the government code or the penal code says that district attorneys are peace officers, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has decided that they're not going to follow government code or penal code as far as applying it to them, and they're just going to give their district attorneys a new title and call them employees. And employees are not peace officers. They are not required to have an oath of office on file at the county recorder's office. But employees do not have arrest powers. They're not allowed to come in with a gun and take your stuff. Only properly appointed executive officers have that power.
They just want their cake and eat it, too, at all times, don't they? It's just it's a privileged society, and we just get to live in it.
You know, that's their attitude, that's for sure. The attitude is such that they can't make a mistake, and even if they did make a mistake, see the first rule, that they can't make a mistake. And so this is just going to take continued pressure. There's plenty of court references regarding the oath of office in the past, and our society as a whole has kind of gotten away from it. We've kind of forgotten how important and why this oath of office is in place. And so we've allowed our government to get a little bit sloppy, and now it's time to come in and correct that. And one of the things that they absolutely have to do in this case, they just have to drop all the charges that are related to any of the investigation that they did, any of the stuff that was taken by the DA investigators. They're not peace officers. And in another case, I got the transcript for some of the hearings up in Ventura, and we haven't gone through pulling oaths up there yet, but the district attorney investigators in Ventura, they get on the stand and they say that they're peace officers. And then we have the people down here in L.A. saying they're not, that they're just employees. So L.A.'s got a real problem, and this actually could expose something much bigger than, you know, fighting over milk. You think of all the cases that these people have been involved in, those cases now potentially are in jeopardy, and it just is from allowing our government to do sloppy work.
The ramifications of what is unraveling is massive. That's what caught my attention in this article, and I will link this article at my blog for the listeners so they can get to it. The one of the fascinating things and, you know, kind of tragic things I saw was that the county attorney, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Corey, when he was pressed to get the oaths of office for everybody involved that was being researched, came out and said, this is a personnel matter. We're going to redact the signatures on these oaths.
That's exactly right. The district attorney, Steve Cooley, his office said that the signatures are private as well as a identity theft risk, and so that they're going to redact the signatures. Well, the oath of office is a contract. It's a form of contract that's a higher order than simple contract. It's on the order of deeds, so it's a solemn promise. And by redacting that signature, what we have is a state agency in direct violation with Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, and that is that the state may not impair the obligation of a contract. These district attorney investigators signed and took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and now the district attorney is trying to prevent them from being held to that standard. By redacting that signature, it vitiates the liability in that contract. And that's the position that we took when we responded to the district attorney, is that they will send out those oaths of office with the signatures intact. They're allowed to redact other things that are non-essential, like if there's a social security number on there, a mailing address, or anything that has nothing to do with the actual oath itself, that can be redacted. But the signature is certainly a public document that needs to be turned over.
Well, it just kind of it blows my mind that, you know, the think that the whole reason to have an oath, to have a signature on an oath, is to show that you committed to this, that you are affirming this, that you are, you know, obligating yourself, burdening yourself to this duty. And the only thing that's binding, supposedly, is your signature. And the county attorney is just going to say, oh, we're just going to redact those, which means that they could actually cheat and not have an oath on file and say that there's a signature, but just redact it and act like there is one on file.
It did offer to say that you can come in there and actually use the oath. But given the situation, and what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to just turn over the documents. This is a public record. It's property of the public. This is property that we all share together that shows exactly what you said, that these people who are receiving paychecks from government funds, that they will support and defend the Constitution.
Corey, we got to say,
or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corey, thank you for sticking with this. I know you've got to get going soon. And the research you've done is, in my opinion, just the tip of the iceberg. And you and all your friends at the Orange County Oath Keepers should be lauded for really, you know, not just talking, acting. You guys are really, truly Oath Keepers out there. Thank you for everything you're doing out there. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I tell you, I'm honored to be a part of the Oath Keepers out here. We definitely are getting in it. There's a real active group of people here, and you know, it's certainly not just one person. There's a whole team of people here working this, which
I know
it's a real honor to be a part of them.
And it's peaceful. You guys are being organized, thoughtful, methodical, and lawful. We're the ones that are being lawful, the people. We have total anarchy with this government, and it's evident from what's going on with James Stewart that it's complete chaos what's happening there.
Oh, it is. It's the effect that it's had on his life has been
There's no way to pay him back for everything that he's gone through and the trouble that he's had with just the absolute prejudice that they've prosecuted this case. It just makes no sense from a logical point of view. Now, there's a lot of other things that are going on with Agenda 21 and everything else that this sure fits in as far as why they would be so just so violent in the way they would go after a milkman. A 65-year-old milkman not hurting anybody, no real complaints, rely on evidence that is just fabricated, horrible stuff. It is really just mind-boggling what the district attorney's office has generated here.
Big agri, big pharma, they don't want us putting anything in our bodies that they don't control, that they don't have, you know, the sanction on. We had a guest whose name escapes me this minute who was on and said he started eating raw foods and it helped cure his a disease he had. I can't remember the name at this second, but it's because he started eating raw food. Let's circle back before you take off, because we'll have a break here in just about 2 or 3 minutes at the bottom half of the hour, and I'll let you go, Corey. But the recent developments are at naturalnews.com, and that is that James Stewart was arrested yesterday, or I shouldn't say arrested. He looked like he was kidnapped based on the video I see with vehicles that aren't police officer vehicles with no license plates and people not showing any credentials, physically taking him into their custody.
Yeah, he was picked up, from what I understand, he was picked up by bail agents, and apparently the bail in Ventura was revoked. And that was based on a misunderstanding, or, you know, they've just made this so complicated for him that it's very difficult to understand when you're supposed to be in court, what's supposed to happen. And apparently he had a court appearance for an unrelated tax case. Because now they're saying that he has to pay taxes on all sorts of phantom money that he didn't earn. And he wasn't there for that court case, so they revoked his bail in Ventura. And the bail agent came down to pick him up. So it's just one thing after another that they're doing. It's all, like you said from the beginning, all fruit of a poison tree.
Yeah. I'll put a link at my blog. It's on the front page of naturalnews.com, and there's a street cam, you know, somebody's phone camera video of these bail bondsmen, essentially, these bounty hunters grabbing them. And it's visual and audio evidence, folks, that we live in anarchy right now. These people, what kind of due process did he get for these people to take possession of him? It's crazy. I'm amazed at what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, it really is. It's very frustrating. This has been a long process. I sure feel just for what James has gone through, and he's kept a stiff upper lip and always positive when I talk to him. But it is just overwhelming what they're throwing at him. Just it appears all the resources of the state are involved in going after a milkman who sold healthy milk and vegetables. And if we don't do something about it, if we the people don't start standing up and demanding performance from our government, this is what we'll get. This is just the tip of it. So we have to turn this around. People have to start doing what it takes more than just, you know, one chapter of the Oath Keepers. It takes people across the country. Anytime they deal with somebody who wants to take their stuff, you go down, you make sure they have an oath of office. And then you go after them. That Constitution is what protects us. It's what prevents them from becoming a fascist dictator state, which is where it's headed if we the people don't enforce those contracts.
And people, enforcing contracts is key. And if it starts with going down to your recorder's office, your county clerk's office, your sheriff's office, your board of supervisors' office, and, you know, politely, diplomatically, but affirm, you know, firmly, because you're in charge, you know, and getting copies of these oaths of office of the people that are so-called governing you. At a minimum, get in front of this. You don't want to be reactive and have to do what James Stewart is doing and react to it after the fact. Get in front of it. Go make sure that you are dealing with honorable, lawful people. Corey, do you have any more advice for folks before you take off?
Yeah, I was going to say on the Oath Keepers website for Orange County, we have a link that is good for anybody to look at. It's called a white paper on obtaining the oaths of office. And one of the attorneys that is a member of our group, he put that together.
Corey, what's the web address?
I believe it's ocoathkeepers.com. I think I should know that.
That's all right. I'll look it up.
I'll tell you what, I'll shoot the link to you as soon as we're done.
That's correct.
You can put it on your blog.
It is.
And,
you got it. We're gonna take a look at that, Corey. Again, thank you so much for checking in. We'll talk soon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us here. We're back at Common Sense Revisited, and we're attempting to revisit some common sense. And the good folks of Orange County, California, Corey and I being one of them, John Oatkin being another one of them, several other folks out there doing hard work and sticking to it and being consistent. I encourage you to check out their website is OC, that's for Orange County, oathkeepers.org, oathkeepers, OC, oathkeepers.org or .com. It should take you to the website, OC Oath Keepers. And if you click on Documents, the tab right up in the middle, you'll see the first document is White Paper on California Public Records Act. So if you're living in California and you want to have some more ammunition, intellectual ammunition, to go get the oaths of office of your public officials who you are paying and your great-grandchildren are paying for, then you should check out that document. And George in Texas has been holding in. George, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Greetings.
Well, I showed that video of Mr. Stewart being arrested by these so-called bounty hunters to a lieutenant in my sheriff's department. And you know what he sat there and says? These bounty hunters should be in jail because he sat there and said, in the county that where I reside in, bounty hunters have to check in with the county sheriff. They got to show their credentials. They got to show everything, and they got in that pickup has to be lawful. And if they do go on somebody's premises, a deputy has to be present because they had problems with bounty hunters kicking in doors without warrants.
Yeah, and with the advent of so-called reality-based television show and Dog the Bounty Hunter, everyone's kind of been lulled into thinking that this is just business as usual. Who did you show this to? A lieutenant in what?
In my sheriff's department.
Sheriff's department. Okay, I couldn't hear you. Gotcha. The details of this are just emerging. This happened yesterday, and I do encourage you to go to naturalnews.com and check it out. I've never dealt with bounty hunters before. I'm sure that there are rules. At the end of the day, in my opinion, I mean, I've had county sheriff deputies come in my place of business trying to serve a garnishment of wages before, and brandishing, having a sidearm on their side, and I've walked them outside of my door and said, I'm not signing that, and they do not like it. They're not happy. You do not have to comply. Unfortunately, James had three armed men accosting him, and he didn't have anybody around him to help him. And I don't want to see violence occur. But if this is how we're going to roll, if we're going to have government people that don't have an oath of office, that are acting unlawfully, out of honor, drumming up warrants that are not valid, and all of this happened, and the result of his arrest is because of that, the beginning of that violation. It's just out of hand. So is your sheriff's department sympathetic to the Bill of Rights? Are they actually enforcing what they swore an oath to uphold, George? Do you know anybody in there that's paying attention?
Yes. I mean, they're not overzealous of writing tickets or anything like that. And they pretty much, like on my property, I open carry on my own property where I live. And had people complain, and the sheriff sat there and said, no big deal. He's on his own property. And when I take my kids out to the school bus, I bring a shotgun out there because we have a coyote problem. The bus driver freaked out, and the sheriff sat there and said they're protecting the kids from wolves and coyotes. Trying to, he's pretty sympathetic. When I asked the lieutenant, he said, about the bounty hunters, he said they got to check in with the sheriff's office before they come.
Nothing on the video says they didn't, though.
Yeah, so actually that sheriff's office should have warrants for those bounty hunters' arrest and have their credentials yanked from them.
Yeah, it's incredible.
In Texas, bounty hunters have to sign an oath.
Really?
Yeah. They do have to have an oath and a bond.
Well, whoever knew that we would be discussing the whos and whys and what fors of bounty hunters in America, I didn't expect to. But I guess when somebody stands up to injustice like James Stewart has, you end up having to learn the trials and tribulations of bounty hunters, it looks like. So, George, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I hope someday we get Dog the Bounty Hunter on to see if he could watch this video and say, would you conduct yourself this way?
Well... Well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, George. Thanks a lot for
checking
in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beating this one up a little bit more, folks, because it's just crazy when you read this article at Rawson Foods about L.A. authorities in milk raids were impersonating public officials. We have guys wielding guns. I mean, when you see the video of them on the closed circuit television, they come in like it's a SWAT raid, of some like terrorist organization, brandishing their weapons and some of these cops according to Corey, they were district attorney employees. They weren't even so-called cops, and they're coming in with weapons. And now the district attorney in LA County has said, no, they're not peace officers. Now they're employees. Well, then employees can just go into a place of business or a home with brandishing their weapon. Is that where we're at now? And then when the oaths of office were requested, that the county attorney is going to redact them. You have to read this to even believe it, folks. It's just insane. And there's a bunch of related articles here as well that are worth checking out. Oregon Dairy Farmers Association planning assault on raw milk. Actually, let me jump over to this other one here about James Stewart. A key informant in the prosecution of Sharon Palmer was found to have faked academic credentials. There's a record of $9,000 in cash stolen from James Stewart, found in warrant paperwork, mysteriously left at his house by government agents. This is yet to be refuted. The 64-year-old California milkman, James Stewart, was subjected to extreme torture, hypothermia, raw sewage in L.A. County Jail. I mean, he really, this is a big issue. It's not just about the oaths of office. It's about this whole concept of, can you put in your body what you choose to put in your body without government oversight? And, you know, if you think about it for a second, you know, I'm not certain, but I'm guessing that Rawsome Food, that private club, when people came there to do business, that they were using Federal Reserve notes, also known as dollar bills in common parlance. You have some in your pocket, perhaps, or in your purse, and therein lies part of the challenge. Because we're conducting commerce with this note, with this fiat currency that is tied to so much misery, tied to so much fraud and manipulation by the Federal Reserve and our so-called government, because we're using those to conduct business, that gives the so-called government a foothold to enter into your space, enter into your transaction, have some say in the matter, if you will. Imagine, if you will, in that county, there was a county currency that the government had nothing to do with, that it was just self-regulated, that people traded amongst themselves. This goes back to the whole barter, and there's examples of this in Ithaca, New York, and other places. This isn't a new idea at all. I was pleased to hear this idea come up at the Iowa Republican State Convention during the platform debate as an idea. It didn't pass in terms of something to support, but the concept of county currencies was brought up all the way at the Republican convention. So I'm excited by that level of discussion, because we have to plant those seeds of operating outside of what we've normally been accustomed to. I mean, it's everything from send your kids to school for 8 hours and have some other person be in control of their mind and influencing their behavior and their belief system, and outsource the raising of your children. You know, that's called a public school. We have to get in the mode of thinking outside of the box. We've been trained to just outsource and make everybody else a surrogate in these matters. And when people assert themselves and are trading, exchanging or selling raw food, you can see what the result is there. It was not good. And we need to stay diligent on this kind of stuff, folks. I will get links up to the stuff we've been talking about at my blog, thirdrailblog.com. If you have any comments or questions, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So I'm going to switch gears here, because this is something I've been wanting to talk about some time. And I'm going to give another plug here, too, while we're on the air, to get engaged with an upcoming sheriff's convention happening again in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is an excellent place to hold these things, because it's easy to get in, easy to get out, easy flights for people to have to fly in, inexpensive accommodations there. So it's not just about going to Vegas to party. I was there in January. And it was all business. I mean, it was the sheriffs that were there. James Stewart was there, as a matter of fact, we've been talking about. The new one is coming up September 16th through the 18th. The accommodations are for two nights and food for a night and accommodations for a night and food for 2 days for the sheriff. That includes, it's a scholarship to attend all of the proceedings. Those are going to be for the sheriffs. They're going to have training from Tom Woods, author of Nullify, among other books, Michael Badnarik, training as well, talking about nullification and state sovereignty. They're going to have sheriffs giving their own accounts of what they're doing in their county to enforce the Bill of Rights. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be speaking. Larry Pratt, who is the head of the Gun Owners of America, is going to be speaking. Stephen Pratt, no relation, is going to be speaking about the compact we have with between the states and nullification as well. Stuart Rhodes, who helped start Oath Keepers and who runs the National Organization of Oath Keepers, is going to be there to speak. It's worth investing. If you can't get $300 together amongst your friends and neighbors in the county where you live to send your sheriff to this, then you're not getting very active in your county. There's it's not a big money maker for anybody. This is to cover the expenses of hosting this. And if your sheriff refuses to attend, I would suggest that you go public with that locally, that you send out a news release, that you have a news conference, that you somehow create some pressure for your sheriff to attend. My sheriff doesn't want to go. He's told me point blank, I don't believe in anything that Richard Mack is talking about, even though Richard Mack won a Supreme Court case over federalism versus local authority. He doesn't believe in any of that. And we've attempted to be diplomatic with him and say, please go, please attend. Even if you disagree with the concepts we're talking about, go and learn about it and come back and let's discuss it. He'd rather attend the National Sheriff's Association, where Janet Napolitano was the keynote speaker. It looks like we have a caller here. CSPOA.org is where you can go to learn more about the upcoming sheriff's convention. And Kathleen in Iowa is checking in. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi there. Say, I read that article about the Rossum Milk fiasco in Natural News, and they indicated in a portion of that article that perhaps those peace officers who had not taken oaths of office were in fact then operating outside the law and could personally be held liable and criminally liable for things like kidnapping, armed robbery, some of the things that they did. I was hoping maybe that Corey might address that, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
That's the big elephant in the room now, because if the sitting officials, the ones who are being called to the carpet and being held accountable, acknowledge or admit that, oops, yeah, we're we're not comporting with our own penal code, as Corey put it, or their own statutory code, then they are not operating in law, and subsequently they were breaking the law. They were in fact kidnapping and breaking and entering, and should be held accountable. And now we're getting into the lawsuits and so forth, and in which who has the resources to marshal an attorney? Which attorney wants to go up against the system that he's already part of? Believe me, I know for a fact. I've talked to attorneys where I live, and they are just part of the good old boy system. I hate to be this way, but he's going to be hard put, James Stewart, to find an attorney that's going to want to go up against the very hand that feeds them. That is part of the problem. But I hope it unravels to where these officers, so-called officers, that were acting fraudulently, are suffering. And you know what? They're probably not bad people, these folks. They're either useful idiots or they are bad people. They're one of the two. And if they're a useful idiot, maybe they can wake up. Maybe they can start acting honorably and check into what the job they're doing is. And that I could go, this is just so incredible. A friend of mine was arrested for not having a driver's license over and over. Nonviolent guy, never hurt anybody. Standing on principle, traveling from point A to B in a vehicle, in a car, pick whichever noun you want, I don't care. Not conducting commerce is a right, not a privilege. You don't have to have a driver's license. I know it goes against the grain of most people because they've been brainwashed, think they have to have one. But this gentleman stood on principle. He was brought into a courtroom for a sentencing hearing in an orange jumpsuit and shackles. And I was sitting there with about 12 of our friends watching this proceeding. And he got the officer that arrested him, the cop, the municipal cop, on the stand and asked him about his oath of office. Where did he take it? When did he take it? Who was present? What did his oath entail? And so forth. And the officer, after about four questions, got so flustered, he yelled out loud, "That oath of office was just ceremonial." In open court. Just ceremonial, he said. And then the prosecutor sitting there said, "Your Honor, we need to dismiss this witness. He's not qualified to answer any questions on the stand about the Constitution." And the judge said, "You're right. You're dismissed." So here we have a guy with a badge and a gun who took an oath, who has said out loud in court, it's ceremonial. And the state has said, or the county in this instance has said, "You know what? Cops with guns, you can't actually talk about the Constitution. You're not qualified to even answer a question about the oath you took." It's right. Just incredible.
Yep. But I think it goes to your point that you make so often and so well, that none of this is going to change unless people locally get involved. They've got their county attorneys, their local judges, because some of them are elected, their county sheriff. All of these people need to know that we're aware, that we're watching, and then unelect them if they aren't comporting themselves within the law. And we're talking about now within the law, and you say very well that it is chaos when our own authorities are breaking the law at their whim. And that's what I think these administrative procedure officers are, these administrative hearings. I don't know how many of them are actually operating within the rules. And unless it gets down to the time has come that people need to civically engage again, or liberty and the American experiment will be over. And I just really applaud you for constantly drilling that point home, that it isn't going to start at the top. It has to start locally and getting involved. And I appreciated that Corey mentioning that his group is a very active group of lots of people.
Yeah, they're doing a great job out in Orange County. And Kathleen, thank you for calling in. We've got to take a break here for some sponsors of Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, I encourage you to support the advertisers you hear on RBN. Without them, we wouldn't be able to have this discussion. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Okay, folks, we're at the last segment here. Since visited on Saturday, July 28, 2012, and you know, I'm looking at the Orange County Oath Keepers website, and I'm seeing a notice that today in San Diego at 2 o'clock their time, which is going to be in a couple hours, there is a meeting for the first general meeting of the San Diego County's Oath Keepers. So if you're listening and you're in San Diego County for some reason and you feel inspired or you actually want to get involved and engage, you don't have to be a law enforcement person or former military or fireman or anything like that to be a member of the Oath Keepers. You can be a general individual who wants to help others hold their oath as well. You can participate. And there's going to be some heavy hitters at this. Jeff Schwilk's going to be there. I know he's got a big consortium of liberty leaders and Tea Party folks out in California. John Oatkin, the director of the Oath Keepers of Southern California now, is going to be there. He's started in Orange County, and they're going to discuss a plan of action for San Diego County. So it's going to be at the Escondido, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, Escondido Public Library in on Calmia Street in Escondido, California. That's at 239 South Calima Street, Escondido, California, the Escondido Public Library at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock local time. That's the first general meeting of the San Diego County Oath Keepers. So if you're listening, check that out. And, you know, I marvel at what they do up there, out there, I should say, in California. I'm here in Iowa. I'm in a county of a population of, you know, approximately 175,000 people. And, you know, I'm able to, you know, get in there and look and see what's going on. I can walk into my sheriff's office if I want and have a conversation, and you know, I have some access, you know, like most people do. But I can't imagine operating in Orange County. You know, 3 million people. It's the third most populous county in California. So these guys are up against the big time. All right, they're up against all kinds of corporatocracy, up against all kinds of money at risk, all kinds of fraud and crime going on there on the inside, and they are kicking ass. They're the ones who've helped bring to light what happened with James Stewart and so forth. And I share this with you because if they can get that done in a county of 3 million, and we're talking about, you know, I don't know, a couple dozen people who are organized, and as Corey put it, they have a team. You know, what are you doing in your county? What county? What's the population of your county? Is it less than 100,000? Is it more than 1 million? They're doing it in a county of 3 million. By it, I mean getting organized and holding people's feet to the fire. So, you know, the time for talk is over. As Darren had talked about, we need solutions, and holding people accountable to the oath of office is one of them. And you can start with your Oath Keepers chapter. There is a good way to get engaged. If there isn't one, then think about starting one and reach out and figure out what to do. But, you know, I'm like a broken record, folks. I know it. But if you have not gone down and you have not spoken to your sheriff face to face and at least started a dialogue, a potential relationship, an accord, a discussion, you need to invite them to go to the September 16th, 17th, and 18th Constitution training at the County Sheriff Convention in Las Vegas. Raise $300. Pay for their scholarship to be there, help raise the money to get them a plane ride or drive them there. Whatever it's going to take, they're going to get excellent training from the likes of Michael Badnarik, Larry Pratt, Stephen Pratt, Richard Mack, Tom Woods. They're going to get excellent training. They'll have some camaraderie with sheriffs around them that have been fighting to enforce your rights against the tyranny of the Forest Division, the EPA, the FDA. All of the acronyms of the federal government that are trying to enforce, trying to impose tyranny on the counties. There's ways to get involved. Instead of just complaining, folks, you can get involved. People are doing it. So I encourage you to take action. Thirdrailblog.com is my blog. I'll have some links to what we've talked about today up in a little bit. Thirdrailblog.com. Thanks to RBN, and we'll talk to you next week.